Sisters and brothers, comrades and friends, welcome to the Second International Conference on Malcolm X, Radical Tradition and a Legacy of Struggle. My name is Abdul Al-Kalimat, and I am serving you as the organizer of this conference. Last year, we convened our first conference here at the Borough of Manhattan Community College, the City University of New York. As those of you who were here know, it was an exciting event, a victory in the struggle against racism and miseducation, a triumph in the struggle to carry forward our radical tradition of discussion and debate. There were well over 2,500 people at this conference from 20 states and 15 countries, organized into 25 sessions. That was quite a success. But that was then, and here we are in 1991. We have to sum things up now and view ourselves in this new context and rise to the occasion for a new victory in our struggle as we meet here this weekend, stressing quality over quantity. Let me remind everyone that we live in the 1990s, a time when racism and fascism, the politics of evil, are on the rise and are flourishing as we are led into the 1992 Eurocentric deception, celebrating Christopher Columbus uncritically as a discoverer and humanitarian. There is a rightward pull in Europe and the United States as fascists win office and openly campaign for national leadership based on destroying the welfare state, the privatization of government services, increasing the prices for education, health, and housing, the militarization of social control, and a Eurocentric white-only immigration policy. While the policies of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank re-enslave the Third World in a barbarism resulting from debt payment schemes and structural adjustment programs. Furthermore, we are thrown out of work and forced into an ever-deepening poverty, making our fight an all-out battle for survival. What we must also recognize, however, is that all signposts of struggle and resistance are not gone, though those that remain might be precious few. Here, let me single out the spirit of mass resistance in South Africa, Eritrea, Palestine, Cuba, Haiti, among other places. And to this list, we must add the legacy and the inspiration we derive from our hero brother, Malcolm. In general, last year our conference was out in front of the counteroffensive currently underway to diss Malcolm. Malcolm was not so much in the mainstream. Malcolm was kept alive deep within the political memory and practice of black radicalism. And our goal was and is to rally our forces to embrace Malcolm's spirit of radicalism in our actions today. But now there is a response, planned and coordinated efforts to destabilize his magnetism inside the revolutionary consciousness currently boiling up in the subjective orientation of black youth. Malcolm is no longer here in the flesh, therefore he himself is not able to actively fight back against his detractors. We face that challenge. Our conference is dedicated to maintaining a vigorous debate about the meaning of Malcolm X, but we do so within the radical black tradition. For 25 years, black people have made judgments about Malcolm X, Malcolm, Brother Malcolm, as a great revolutionary leader, and we convene this conference within that context. Of course, we want to know as much as we can about Brother Malcolm. Do we stubbornly search for facts and impose on ourselves the standard scholarly principles of truth verification based on empirical evidence and primary documentation, and finally, arriving at consensus through peer review in the community of scholars? Of course we do, and more. We refuse even to blind ourselves to the human foibles and frailties that beset us all, and fully expect them to equally apply to those from among us who have risen to the heights of leadership. Because romantic illusions do not serve, they betray. We require the searing light of scientific investigation and democratic debate. But we stand firm and confident in the basic position we hold. We are clear and without any doubt that Malcolm X was a giant whose main contribution is that he was one of the best of our radical black tradition. And for us today, he is a window of historical opportunity to reach out and take this tradition as our spear and shield, our text and talk, our inspiration to carry on the fight as we live it today. And this is the main point. Our conference is for discussion and debate so that we will act. Malcolm was a man of action. First and foremost, an active thinker and social critic. Second, as an organizer and builder of black unity in consciousness and structure. And third, as communicator and propagandist. In sum, an active force confronting our enemies in bold and courageous counterattack. Yes, today we can see Malcolm on television sets and regularly hear him included in sitcom dialogue. There are book-length attacks reported to be authoritative and given credence by black conservative book reviewers. And there's more. Rumor has it there will be a feature-length fictional movie out soon. But in all of this, there is only really one real danger, and that is for people, for you and for me, for all of us, to drop out of the debate, to assume that somebody has the last word, or to fall victim to having a closed mind. Brothers and sisters, this debate will never be over, because each step forward in history is reason enough to rethink the entire journey we've made. And as we rethink each step, the main question is always the general line of march. We zig and zag through the twists and turns of history, but our line of march must lead us to greater struggle against our enemies, for only then will we be in our tradition and living up to the legacy of those who came before us: Shaka Zulu, Queen Nzinga, Nat Turner, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Marcus Garvey, W.E.B. Du Bois, Ida B. Wells, Martin Luther King, Fannie Lou Hamer, Ella Baker, and yes, our great leader, Malcolm X, Elhaj Malik Shabazz. Again, I welcome you to this conference and declare it to be officially opened.